WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The MTV series Unplugged has provided an acoustic showcase for Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, REM, and many others. Tonight, the show takes its minimalistic approach one step further and devotes an entire program to young poets and their poetry. MTV is calling it a spoken word edition of Unplugged. Critic David Bianculli has a review.
Yes, it's true. Maynard G. Krebs is alive and well and living on MTV. The setting for Spoken Word is a recreation of a typical coffee house from the 50s. But the mood isn't totally authentic, because the audience applauds after each performance instead of snapping their fingers and nodding their heads. And instead of using bongos as backup, some of the poets rely on music by a group called Huge Voodoo. The best modern beatnik in the group is Maggie Estep, who dresses in black, the official color of aspiring artists then and now. She's also barefoot and loud and not afraid to repeat herself. Here's a sample from her poem, The Stupid Jerk I'm Obsessed With.
Because he is the stupid jerk I'm obsessed with, and he is obsessed with doing anything he can to lend fuel to my fire. He makes a point of standing, looking over my shoulder when I'm talking to the guy who adores me and would bark like a dog and wave to strangers if I asked him to bark like a dog and wave to strangers. But I can't ask him to bark like a dog or impersonate any kind of animal at all, because I'm too busy looking at the way the stupid jerk I'm obsessed with has pants on that perfectly define his well-shaped ass to the point where I'm thoroughly frantic. I'm just gonna go.
One guy, Bob Holman, is heckled by somebody in the audience as he performs, which saved me the trouble. Another, punk singer and performer Henry Rollins, takes a few nibbles at the hand that's feeding him in a poem called Ode to MTV Unplugged. However, it earns more points for its message than its poetry.
Oh, MTV Unplugged, I hope you keep our minds well bugged. Sometimes while watching the Big M, I become so bored, viewing videos from the horde, bare-chested men who wax poetic, saying things that sound prophetic. It all makes me say, how pathetic.
I know this stuff is the new cool thing, but I have a low threshold for poetry that's 80% pretension. Few of these poems hold up to repeated listenings, and some are bad enough the first time. But there is one breakout poet here, Reggie Gaines, whose poem is as powerful as his dedication to it. Here's how Gaines starts out.
I'd like to kick this poem for Spike, Mike, and for all the black kids that have been killed over these $200 sneakers. Yeah. This is called Please Don't Take My Air Jordans.
And here's a piece of the poem.
They was Q-tip white bright and blinded my eyes. The red emblem of Michael whoosh, looked as if it could fly. Not one spot of dirt, the airs were brand new. Had my pistol, knew just what to do. Followed him very closely behind. Waited until it was just the right time. Made a left turn on House and pulled out my gun and said, give me them Jordans, Jordans, Jordans. And he tried to run. Took off fast, didn't get far. I fired, pow! He fell between two parked cars. He was coughing, crying, blood dripped on the street. And I snatched them Air Jordans off of his feet. While laying there dying, all he could say was, please, don't take my Air Jordans away. You'd think he'd be worried about staying alive. As I took off with the Jordans, there was tears in his eyes. Very next day, I bopped into school with my brand new Air Jordans. Man, was I cool. I killed to get them, but hey, I don't care. Because now, I need a new jacket to wear.
It was MTV that carried rap music into the mainstream, and spoken word is the next logical step. This particular step, on a network where Air Jordan ads are seen almost as often as Aerosmith, is another bold one for Unplugged. It's not a rich banquet of ideas, but it does serve up a few tasty hors d'oeuvres.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.